Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of our favorites. I don't think we've ever had her on the show. I asked you this before. If we did, it was a long time ago, which is criminal. This should never have happened, should never have taken this long. We hear her every weekend when CBS has the events. She's on the course. Incredible, vivid description. She is great. She's part of the crew here at CBS. She's got a new book out. Dottie Pepper with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Dottie, how are you today?
Gentlemen, thank you. I'm sitting in my office, and it's snowing.
Where are you? Where?
Saratoga Springs. I mean, it is the real deal right now.
Are you serious?
Wow, that's crazy.
Goodness gracious. My God, though.
No, there's no grass left.
Yikes. No wedge work for you today, I assume,
no,
Dottie, right?
Negative.
Well, you don't need it anymore because you, I don't know if you ever really needed it because you did win a couple of majors, 17 LPGA Tour events. So for those who only know Dottie as an on-course correspondent, as a broadcaster, distinguished career before that, we'll get to the book as well for sure. Dottie, what I want to know, Tiki knows, I am so drawn into this game. It has given me so little pleasure for the amount of time that I'm not kidding, that I devote to this game. I deserve better, quite frankly. I watch all the events. I know the game.
Pleasure's
I love
word.
It.
It's giving you pleasure, BT, just not fulfillment.
Well, there you go. All right, semantic, sure.
Yeah.
But I love, Dottie, I love when we can get behind the curtain, hear stuff, whether it's caddy, player interaction. You might have the coolest job in the game, despite, you know, I know Nance and everybody else is sitting up at the towers, but you're walking the course. What do you hear and see that we don't necessarily see and hear on a regular basis? And we get to see and hear a lot with CBS's cameras, but you see it all. What are we missing?
Well, first of all, I'm an outdoor dog, so this is the perfect place for me. sitting in a tower is not my forte. I like to be out there and kind of feel it, smell it. That was where I played, and now I get to talk about it. So I do have a pretty cool gig. What do I hear and see? If we're doing our jobs, we don't really need to say much because the caddies and players, as you know, when we are not talking, tell you just about everything you do need to know. Mm-hmm. Reagan and Stuart Sink this weekend was a perfect example. CBS should have sent him a paycheck. I mean, he talked us through every shot the whole way through both afternoons, and it was fantastic. I mean, we can add the things that happened during commercial, for example, or finding out in this situation last Sunday what the AP was that they were talking about when we had our mics wide open. Well, the AP is an aggressive punch. It wasn't Arnold Palmer, as we speculated. So those are the things that I can have the conversations with the guys in commercial break or when we're on another shot and add more to what the folks at home are really looking to find out.
Gotcha. Yeah, and you know, Dottie, when you talk about this new book that you are putting out here, "Letters to a Future Champion: My Time with Mr. Pulver," some of the articles that we're reading is talking about how you would advise somehow your mentor mm-hmm. would advise some of these young golfers on tour. Now, Will Zalatoris, who came out of nowhere, nobody was like, "Who is this kid? he might win this thing. Who is this kid?"
Right.
What advice are you trying to impart, at least through the written word?
Well, I mean, some of the things that Mr. Pulver talked about were the fact that success in golf is so fleeting and that your career, you need to have a plan B. I mean, it was harped on me that I had to have a college education. He saw his three kids benefit from it, and I had to have a backup. My dad played Major League Baseball, but signed on the day he graduated from high school and didn't have a college backup.
Hmm.
So that was kind of the harsh reality of it. But the stuff like Will's Allosaurus is it's just to enjoy it for as long as you possibly can, because it's not all the time that you get everything firing all in the same direction like he did. And when you start to feel a little run down, a little burned out, it's okay to just pull the plug and have a real life, have some balance. He thought balance was really important. And I would say it would be really easy to get caught up in all that's been going on with Will, and he's an awesome kid. Oh, my God. But by the way, they knew exactly who he was at Wake Forest. He broke every record there was. But this kid's the real deal. But I think it takes balance, and sometimes it takes, whether it's your manager, whether it's your caddy, whether it's your bestie that has nothing to do with golf, saying, "Hey, man, you're not yourself right now. Mm-hmm. You're getting a little fried. Let's head to the lake. Let's head to the mountains. Let's do something and get out of the fishbowl for a week."
Dottie Pepper, CBS, great broadcaster, 2-time majors champion, 17 wins in the bag on the LPGA Tour. Is it almost easy? Is a relative word. Trust me, I know nothing's easy about grinding on tour. I get it. But with so much money out there, you know, you get a couple of once you make it, you get a couple of endorsements. Everybody's living a pretty good lifestyle. There's different layers to that lifestyle. I get that. But, you know, I look back and I love the game to the point where I've read a lot of things, whether it's the 40s or the 50s, and where money, you might win an event, you might win $2,000. There's so much money out there that I don't know if it decreases the pressure. But I feel like just in general, guys would be able to exhale a little bit more because every shot isn't necessarily financial life and death. Does that make sense?
But for many, it's not. But I would also say that winning definitely has its benefits. And for a guy like Will, he's still not a full-time member of the PGA Tour because he hasn't won a golf tournament yet. I mean, he's got conditional status. He can accept as many sponsor exemptions as he wants, but he still has to get in that pool. Now, nobody's going to not give him that sponsor exemption, but it's not a guarantee. You know, look at it like a guy like Stuart Sink, for example. Go back to last fall. He didn't have a guaranteed card. He was in there waiting to see if he had a spot fill up, and then he wins at Safeway, which essentially, because of where it was in the schedule, got him a 3-year exemption. And then he puts the pedal down again and hammers it out at Hilton Head again. So I think it can be easy to get a little comfortable,
mm-hmm.
but success is pretty fleeting. And for those guys who haven't won golf tournaments, that's a year-to-year deal. And if you got a big mortgage and you got a lot of debt, that's hard to play golf, man.
That's true.
When you put it that way,
that's true.
You know, Dottie, we were talking a little bit earlier in the show about this new bonus pool that will incentivize the most popular golfers and those who are drawing eyes to the sports. What are your thoughts on this? I mean, I tend to see it as a little bit exclusive instead of inclusive to everyone. Some just will never have the opportunity because they don't move that needle. Doesn't mean they're not great golfers, but they're not moving the needle. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm right there with you. And by the way, that's not them moving the needle. It's somebody in doing their social media moving their needle somewhat for them.
Yeah.
Because this is part of the entertainment part. So I think there's a balance between the entertainment and the competition. This is a reality thing about what I think there was competition to go overseas with another tour that may have been competition for the PGA Tour. So they addressed it to try to keep their stars at home. But I feel we're dancing on a very razor thin edge about where's competition and where's entertainment. And we need to have a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. But I'm not. And when somebody else is doing your social media, instead of you hammering it out and you making the mistakes and you making some great posts and making some really crappy ones, how can that's a lot of money to have that flown around. I think it's a little. I want to see how it plays out. Let's put it that way.
See, I like it more than you guys, but I hear the concerns. We're talking to Dottie Pepper. New book is entitled Letters to a Future Champion. My time with Mr. Pulver, CBS star, walking the course all the time with the microphone, the headset. So before we let you go, Dottie, not a lot of time, but, you know, we hear the whoosh, we hear the smash, but you're right next to Bryson DeChambeau when he actually connects with a golf ball off the tee. Can you vividly describe for us what it is like in person?
He's the first guy I've really heard exhale over a shot before he takes a call back, for starters.
Uh-huh.
But if you can imagine taking off out of an airport, jet ahead of you, and your pilot captain take off just a little too close, it's called jet wash. You get caught up in it, and it's pretty bumpy. And that's, man, it is wicked. It sounds like it. It feels like it. This guy is anchored into the ground. Every part is moving toward the target. There's a reason for everything he's done, and he just kind of get caught up in all of it.
Can he do that for 10 years without destroying his body?
Well, look, Tiki, you know this.
Yep.
When you hit things hard enough and often enough, they're going to hit back. the ground hits back, too.
Yes, it does.
It does.
It's subtle, but it does hit back.
it's repetitive.
Yes.
It's over and over and over again.
Gotcha.
And I think you've got to be really careful.
Good stuff, Dottie.
Really careful.
Good. Really good to have you on the show. I've been a fan for a long time. I love the banter. I love the freedom that you have to do your thing, not just telling us what's up, but also injecting personality into the broadcast, which you guys do a great job of weekly. Letters to a Future Champion. You're welcome. My time with Mr. Pulver, the great Dottie. Dottie Peppers, two-time major champion, 17 wins on the resume. And we'll see you this weekend coming up. We have more CBS Golf. Looking forward.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.